following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, January 8th through Thursday, January 14th, 2021. January 8th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you are living in times when modern forms of travel and communication have made it quite easy for Satan to influence hearts and lives. Evil forms of entertainment, lifestyles, and dress codes are no longer confined to certain locations, but are spread all over and accepted by the evil use of mass media. You, as my remnant faithful, must not be discouraged by the proliferation of evil all around you. Stand united in prayer and strong in righteousness and truth, as I have been instructing you. Be positive in a negative world. It is your prayers which help me to change one heart at a time. Hearts that you may never see or know about in this lifetime. Allow me to use your prayers as I see fit and never submit to discouragement. While all around you is confusion and unpredictable turns of events, I am calling you, my children, to be the salt of the earth, unscathed by the bad, even sinful decisions of others. It is through you I will strengthen the world population in the truth. While Satan wants you to think your best efforts are not good enough, I tell you, to me, they are everything." A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. "For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 10th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, surrender your hearts completely now to my dominion, which is from age to age and everlasting. In this surrender is your trust in my provision. You do not always see the ways that I am working in the background in hearts and through inspirations of the Holy Spirit. The trusting heart is always waiting for my next move, my next sign, my next provision of grace. Therefore, the trusting heart never fails to hope and does not succumb to fear. I work through the courageous heart, the heart always willing to stand for the truth despite any amount of opposition. This is the type of leader you can safely place your trust in without fear of compromise. The courageous heart does not change course midstream due to any threat or danger to his well-being. He stands convicted in the truth and therefore is a dependable warrior of the truth. My arms are around this nation now as it struggles to live up to the principles it was founded upon. The conscience of your government must not succumb to the compromise of truth that certain leaders are presenting as truth. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, 24 through 25. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the next outpouring of my triple blessing will be on Divine Mercy Sunday, April 11th. January 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in the end, each soul is accountable first to me. My judgment is always based upon holy love in the heart. Every decision, every thought, word, or deed is worthy only in accordance to the holy love in the heart in that moment. All of this, the moments which comprise a person's life in the world, combine to equal the soul's eternal destination. If you love me and wish to spend eternity with me, keep my commandments. This is the only way that I can share paradise with you. Make an effort to understand the depth of each commandment. You are not saved simply because you never killed someone or stole from somebody. You will be saved by loving me more than the world and all its pleasures. Love me more than possessions or comforts or status in the world. Get to know me better through the Scriptures. In all of this, learn to love the truth which holds you close to me. I long for a deeper relationship with each soul. Turn to me then, and be my own. I am waiting to embrace you in divine love. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today I speak to you, children, once again, to help you to understand the times in which you live. The greatest threat, international and personal well-being, is that evil is not recognized for what it is. This keeps mankind bound up in lack of reality as to why certain events take place and will take place. Man is caught off guard as to the evil in hearts. the trustworthy individual is easily tricked by the nefarious plots of evil. I speak, therefore, to advance wisdom in your hearts as to Satan's existence and his plans to use a one-world order to his advantage. Anyone united must be led. Satan proposes a one-world government and religion to allow his evil an opportunity to take charge. Pray for this generation to have righteous wisdom, heavenly wisdom, which will enable souls to realize how and where they are being led. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, every moment given over to prayer from the heart is like a spiritual magnet which binds your heart to my own. Do not be troubled by distractions, which are Satan's design to come between us. Every moment of every day is my gift to you and my invitation to come deeper into a spiritual relationship with me. All the events around you in the political world, you must just surrender to my provision. I see how and why you are distracted. Most of the time, these distractions are situations you should be praying for. I know what you need the most, often better than you do. A long list of intentions is superfluous and only tells me you do not understand my omnipotent knowledge. Concede to me the time you would spend pleading for all your intentions, and just ask me to help you to pray from the heart. I cannot refuse such a prayer in the present moment." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 14th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, once again, I point out to you that it is free will choices that decide the future and that have decided the past. If your will is formed in and around holy love, we will work together in every present moment. Most often, however, free will choices are governed by a disordered self-love. It is then your choices do not match my will. It is then I permit the consequences of free will to result in negative solutions. If you pray, you will understand how and why certain things have and will happen. I, your Lord, do not interfere in free will choices. My will for man is that his choices embrace holy love, for this is the New Jerusalem on earth. It is during these times man's free will choices have carried him far away from my will, and many innocent souls will suffer the consequences. These are the days of man distancing himself from me without regard for pleasing me. I must stand back now and allow certain things to take place as a result of mankind's apathy towards me. I am always waiting with open arms any soul's return to me. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.